Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. So this Perek is going to discuss the ways in which Pe'ah was actually collected by the Aniyim, by the poor people. Mishnah says, HaPe'ah nitenet bimchubar lakarka. The Pe'ah is given while it is still attached to the ground. As the Pasuk says, La'ani v'lager ta'azov. A person needs to leave it. He needs to leave it for them to come take it. That leaving has to be leaving off as it's attached to the ground. You can't finish off the field by harvesting it fully. You have to leave some of it attached to the ground. But there are some exceptions to that rule. Bedalit ubdekel ba'al habayit morid umhalek la'aniyim. When it comes to a grapevine that's all tangled around a high trellis or a date palm, the owner has to bring down the fruit. He has to actually climb it, bring down the fruit, and distribute it evenly to the aniyim around them. And the reason for this is that it would be dangerous for the aniyim to climb up themselves all the way up a high date palm and start removing fruits for themselves. We wouldn't want to put them in a dangerous situation. As the pasuk says, ta'azov otam. When it comes to the regular fruits, that's what you have to leave. The word otam is referring to something. So what the Bar Tenura tells us, it's referring to us all the fruits that are not dangerous whatsoever. That's what you're supposed to leave for the poor people to come take on their own. But those which are dangerous, you're not supposed to leave. Rather, you're supposed to go up and take them as the owner and distribute them evenly to all the poor people that are waiting. And you'd think, by the way, that what we would do is have the owner go up, take all the fruit off the date palm, and make a big pile at the bottom of the tree. That's what we would think that we have the owner do. But specifically, the Mishnah here is mentioning that the owner has to be mehalek. He has to be the one distributing, giving it out to all the poor. And it has to be even. And the reason we have this is because the Hachamim were nervous that if we allowed the owner of this field to just throw down a pile, knock them off the top of the tree, he took care of the danger, and whoever grabs it. Because that's generally how Pe'ah worked. Pe'ah worked. Whoever was stronger, whoever was fast, whoever was swifter, they grabbed whatever they can, and they were zocheh. They merited to have Pe'ah. So you would think that the owner of this date palm is going to just cut down all the fruits on the palm tree, and whoever grabs them. But here we're saying he has to evenly distribute them. And the reason for that is Hachamim were nervous that if we allowed the owner to just cut down the fruits, he would cut them and then he would throw them to the poor people that he would favor, that he would like, and that would be unfair to everybody. So therefore we're saying once he's involved in the process of cutting down the fruits, he has to evenly distribute it to everybody. Mishnah continues, and Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Bahalike Egozim. Rabbi Shimon says, not only the trellised grapevine and the date palm does the owner have to climb up and get it because they're dangerous, but there's an additional tree. When it comes to a walnut tree has a very smooth trunk and a person could slide down and hurt himself and there's not many branches for him to hold on to. Therefore, that's dangerous. And a person who owns a walnut tree has to also get all the walnuts and distribute them at the bottom to everybody evenly. Okay, Mishnah finishes off and tells us the basic deen, the basic rule when it comes to Pe'ah. Like we mentioned, Pe'ah has to be left for the poor people to come take it for themselves. They can grab, they can take what they want, and it's up to first come, first serve. There can't be any distributing by the owner of Pe'ah. It's supposed to be ta'azov otam. La'aniv la'get ta'azov. For the stranger and for the poor person has to be left. So the owner has to leave it. So now the Mishnah tells us, afilu tish'im v'tish'a omrim lehalek. Even if you have 99 poor people begging the owner to gather all of the produce of the field and to evenly distribute it to everybody, but you have one guy saying, no, we don't want that. That's not the rule. The rule is whoever gets what they get, that's it. You get what you get. You grab whatever you can, and that's how it works. Lazeh shom'in. We listen to that one person who tells us that the owner does not distribute it and that everyone grabs whatever they can. She'amar kehalacha, because this person is following the law. He's telling us the right thing. The right thing is if a person wants to take what he wants, he's allowed to, and there's no concept of distribution. But the implications over here right, the Mefarshim is that if you do have 100% of the Aniyim who are asking the owner to be Mehalek, to distribute it to everybody, that we would list it in that situation to the 100 Aniyim, and there's no obligation to leave it. The obligation is only if some of the poor people want it to be left. But if everybody agrees that it should be distributed by the owner, the distribution is allowed to happen.